thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
We read in John 8:36, "If the Son sets you free, you are truly free." Sometimes we tell new believers to clean up their act without telling them how. Jesus said, "If the Son sets you free, you are truly free." The Amplified Bible puts it like this, "Then you are really and unquestionably free." The key to victory in life doesn't lie in exercising more willpower, but is drawing on God's power. The key to victory in life doesn't lie in exercising more willpower, but in drawing on God's power. Paul writes, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Lasting change comes from the inside out. Your biggest battle will always be in the area of your thoughts and impulses. If Satan can get your mind off God's word and into the carnal realm, he can swing you towards sin and defeat every time. Understand this. God's word is the language of God's Spirit. That means when you read it and meditate on its principles, you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. As a result, you can keep your flesh under control. But when you dwell on sinful thoughts, you're operating in the enemy's language and letting him dictate to you. So get back into God's word, the sword of the Spirit, the only weapon sharp enough to cut you loose from sin. Peter says, "By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption. Everything you need is in God's word." That's where to find everything you need. From Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.